The Bush administration is in the midst of an election year battle with labor leaders and Democratic candidates, and this battle concerns the rules that govern overtime pay. The Labor Department says the rules are not really changing that much, but unions contend the complicated new rules will deny overtime pay to many workers, including many veterans. NPR's Janet Babin reports.
When Randy Fleming works overtime as an engineering technician at Boeing Company, he makes about $35 an hour, money he depends on to pay for his kids' college tuition. The military veteran learned his craft during a six-year stint in the Air Force. Fleming's union told him a few weeks ago that the new Department of Labor rules could allow Boeing to require him to work the overtime without the extra pay.
It makes me angry. There was nothing in my contract that I signed when I enlisted that indicated anything like this, and now they're imposing this on me.
The changes would permit employers to count work experience, technical school, and training in the armed forces to assess whether white-collar workers are ineligible for overtime pay. Initially, moderate Republicans joined with Democrats to block funding for the changes in overtime language, but the Republican-drafted omnibus bill passed last month put the new labor rules back in place. Department of Labor Assistant Secretary Victoria Lipnick says that corporations may be able to exempt some veterans from eligibility for overtime, but Lipnick insists that the new language will simply clarify what it means to be a learned professional.
That's not a change, from either the current regulations or certainly from case law. If the military trains you to be a nuclear physicist and you work as a nuclear physicist, then you're going to qualify for the exemption. If the military trains you to be an expert marksman and you're working as a nuclear physicist, that's an entirely different story.
Well, it's curious that the expression training in the military now appears in the rule. It never appeared before. And if it has no meaning, if it's not necessary, why is it in there?
AFL-CIO Legislative Director Bill Samuel. He claims the Labor Department is drawing a roadmap for corporations to save millions by stemming overtime pay for 10 million Americans. In an election year, any issue that portrays the Bush administration as stripping workers' rights and playing against vets who might have fought in Afghanistan or Iraq is likely to pull on voters' heartstrings. The issue surfaced last month in New Hampshire when presidential hopeful John Kerry charged that the Department of Labor rules would halt overtime pay for many veterans. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean also mentioned the rules during a New Hampshire stump speech. Democratic pollster Anna Greenberg with Greenberg Quinlan Rosner Research in Washington predicts that any Democratic nominee will play up the connection between military veterans and overtime pay.
When we test it in focus groups and we've tested it in surveys, it emerges as one of the top concerns people have about the Bush administration.
While it makes for a tardy campaign talking point, whether the new rules really deny veterans overtime pay is still up for debate by some veterans' rights groups. Peter Gayton with the American Legion calls the Department of Labor language confusing.
We have spent the past 3 days on this issue trying to understand it, getting direct briefings. I have stacks of paperwork here. I've got the old language from the regulation and the new language from the regulation. And I'm not understanding exactly what benefit this is going to have to change the language.
But Richard Schneider with the Non-Commissioned Officers Association says the Democrats are toying with veterans' emotions to garner votes. While veterans debate exactly what the new rules mean, Boeing Company and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce have written letters supporting the Labor Department's overtime pay revisions. Janet Babin, NPR News, Washington.